So we've been kind of going through some psalms that kind of show us Jesus and, you know, how we can glean from the psalms of different subjects and topics and learn about Jesus' work and his ministry. And then, you know, I'm hoping that that inspires us to go into a time of prayer for 30 minutes on Wednesdays and just praying together, seeking the Lord, and being guided by him. But if you can remember, 2 weeks ago, we went through Psalms chapter 2. And it was, you know, it was talking about that the nations of the earth, you know, are at war against God. They're enemies of God and they rage against God. And we see that in so many different ways all throughout the world. But the whole point of the psalm is that, you know, God is a God of justice. And Jesus, you know, he came to the earth and he lived perfectly and he died for us and he came with peace and with grace and with mercy, and he offers that freely to every single person in this room, every single person in the world who has sin in their hearts, who has a fallen nature. He offers that free grace and says, you know, I paid for your sins on the cross, and if you believe in that, if you trust in that, then I will save you. But we see in that Psalms that all the injustice of the world, all the spiritual beings that people have given their authority over to, will one day be judged by Christ. So we saw that. And then today we're going to be in Psalms chapter 22, which is just, you know, a very important psalm, I think, for the Christian life. So we're going to read through that together. And also thank you for our brother who shared in the week in between. That was really a blessing. So let's read this together. Again, we're going to be in Psalms chapter 22. And this is a psalm of David. It says, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me from the words of my groaning? Oh my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night, but I find no rest. Yet you are wholly enthroned in the praises of Israel, in your fathers, in you our fathers trusted. They trusted and you delivered them. To you they cried and were rescued. In you they trusted and were not put to shame. But I am a worm and not a man, scorned by mankind, and despised by the people. All who see me mock me. They make mouths at me. They wag their heads. He trusts in the Lord. Let him deliver him. Let him rescue him, for he delights in him. Yet you are he who took me from the womb. You made me trust you at my mother's breasts. On you was I cast from my birth, and from my mother's womb you have been my God. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, and there is none to help. Many bulls encompass me, strong bulls of Bashan surround me. They open wide their mouths at me, like a ravening and roaring lion. I am poured out like water. All my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted within my breast. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue sticks to my jaws. You lay me in the dust of death, for dogs encompass me. A company of evildoers encircles me. They have pierced my hands and feet. I can count all my bones. They stare and gloat over me. They divide my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. But you, O Lord, do not be far off. You are my help. Come quickly to my aid. Deliver my soul from the sword, my precious life from the power of the dog. Save me from the mouth of the lion. You have rescued me from the horns of the wild oxen. I will tell of your name to my brothers. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you offspring of Jacob, glorify him and stand in awe of him. All you offspring of Israel, for he is not despised or abhorred, and abhorred the affliction of the afflicted. And he has not hidden his face from him, but has heard when he cried to him. From you comes my praise in the great congregation. My vows I will perform those before those who fear him. The afflicted shall eat and be satisfied. Those who seek him shall praise the Lord. May your hearts live forever. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord. All the families of the nation shall worship before you. For kingship belongs to the Lord. He rules over the nations. All the prosperous of the earth eat and worship. Before him shall bow all who go down to the dust, even the one who could not keep himself alive. Posterity shall serve him. It shall be told of the Lord to the coming generation. They shall come and proclaim his righteousness to a people yet unborn, that he has done it. All right, let's pray. A little bit of a longer psalm. Lord, thank you so much for just every single person in this room, that your grace is upon them, that you're here with us, Lord. You're present with us. We pray for the work that you've put each person to this week. We recognize and we trust that in faith, Lord, we're just living our lives, seeking how to glorify you. And I pray that when we fail, when we sin or mess up, Lord, we come running back to you, Lord, and we recognize that that's not who we are. We're children of God, bought by a precious grace that you paid for on the cross. So speak to us in your word tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. So, in the Christian life, I think those who follow and seek the Lord come upon seasons in their life where there's this intense discouragement that happens in our souls. Discouragement, downcast, depression maybe. And it's times like what we see in the psalm, where something that David was going through. And the whole idea is that he did not feel God present with him. He felt like God had left him and that he was on his own. And can we relate to that? There's times in our lives where we feel downcast and that God is far from us, right? You know, St. John of the Cross described this as a dark night of the soul. You know, it's a period of time of where we go through this, and God uses it to conform us to be like him, but it's not a fun experience. But oftentimes when we look back on them, we realize how much God's grace was with us, how much he was leading us and guiding us and speaking to us when we go through those times. You know, sometimes it's giving in to sin and temptation that leads us to this point where we feel that God's removed himself from us, right? We feel like we've messed up so much that God, you know, is done with us, right? Sometimes it's oppression that comes on us from outside forces or trials, and we feel so discouraged and alone. And sometimes it's just worries and cares of life that choke out our faith and cause us to doubt, cause us to, you know, be depressed and ask that question, God, are you with me? And it's not a question that God can't handle, right? As we see, it's recorded in the scriptures, a time where David was wrestling through these things, wrestling through doubt, wrestling through God's presence with him. And it's this battle that takes place between our heart that feels one thing and our mind that recalls the scripture and knows the truth about what God says about us, right? And in this dark night of the soul, that's where God's going to work. That's where he's going to have this battle between our mind saying to our heart, this is the truth. Align yourself to what the truth is, not to what we feel, right? To rest our hearts on God's unchanging truth and let our emotions and thoughts and feelings be guided by his word to us, not just the whims of how our spirit feels, right? And we see this battle as we read the psalm, right, in the scripture that we went through. You know, David keeps repeating these phrases like, God, I don't feel you. There's all these things going on that are so against you and against me. But then he'll turn back to remembrance, right? He'll turn back to that time in his mind where he says, but I remember that to our fathers you were faithful. I remember all the stories of the children of Israel that came before me, that you showed yourself faithful and repeatedly deliver them. You know, he talks about feeling like he's a worm, right? It's a good phrase. I feel like a worm. I can raise my hand that sometimes I felt like that, where I've messed up, I've sinned, and I feel like a worm. But then I turn my mind to remember that God has saved sinners, and that God delights in you, and God delights in me, and he wants to change us, right? But he's also paid for that sin on the cross, right? I love where he says that, you know, God's formed him in his mother's womb. He's given him life so that he could trust in him and in God. You know, David was feeling downcast by spiritual warfare. You know, that phrase, Bulls of Bashan, that region of Bashan was kind of known for spiritual beings that they associated with evil spirits that came from that area. So he's definitely saying that this is not just a physical thing, it's not just a thing from people, but this is a spiritual attack that's causing me to feel this way, to feel downcast. But this is where we turn our hearts, to our minds toward Jesus, and remember that all these powers that come against them will utterly be destroyed with the power of Jesus. And eventually in the heart of a child of God, this battle between heart and mind will always turn to praise, right? We see that in verse 23 through 26, well, pretty much the whole end of the chapter. He says, "You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you offspring of Jacob, glorify him and stand in awe of him, all you offspring of Israel. For he has not despised and abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, and he has not hidden his face from him, but has heard when he cried to him. From you comes my praise in the great congregation, my vows I will perform before those who fear him." And he goes on. He goes on in praise. So God is not far. When we feel far from him, God is not far. He hears our cry. He understands our weaknesses, right? We remember that passage that says the Lord, that Jesus sympathizes with our weakness. He knows the struggles and temptations that we go through. But the biggest part that I love about this psalm is as David wrote these words out, he didn't realize that he was writing prophecy, the suffering of the Lord that would be detailed. We see from the beginning of Scripture, says, my God, you have forsaken me, right? And we remember that these were the words that Jesus cried out on the cross. Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. He used this psalm to cry out to the Lord. And we see various other places where what happened to Jesus is recorded in this psalm, right? It says, you've pierced my hands and my feet. David wrote that thousands of years before Jesus. They divided my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. There's so many things in this psalm that Jesus fulfilled when he went through his suffering, and it was detailed in it. And I think, you know, as we go through a period of times where we struggle and it's this dark night of the soul, ultimately that's what we have to do, is turn our mind to what Christ did for us on the cross, right? You know, he was forsaken as the wrath of God poured out on him. You know, he was forsaken by God in our place. That wrath that you and me deserved, Jesus willingly took it upon himself, making you clean, when we were stained, when we were dirty. You know, and his arms are stretched out for you and me, nailed to the cross, pinning that sin, that unrighteousness upon himself in love. So when we go through these times, and I don't know, maybe some of you are in it right now. I know for me personally, it's like I have these highs and lows recently. Sundays, I feel like up here, and then Mondays, I just have a spiritual hardship, spiritual downcastness in my mind. And I don't know if anyone's week is like that. But remember, when God feels far, remember that. Remember Calvary. Remember the cross where he showed how much he desires to be in your life, for you to know him, that he stretched out his hands and bore the shame of the cross, bore the pain of the cross, and paid it all so that he could be with us, right? God is not far. God is right at the cross where he showed his unfailing love to us. And let that speak to your mind. Let your mind speak to your heart these truths, just as it did to David, and turn your heart towards praise in all the failings of sin and all the ups and downs of life. Remember that Jesus is Emmanuel. That means God with us. God's not far from us. God is with us. He is Emmanuel. And he's faithful until the end, until, you know, we're finally in our resurrected bodies and we're in paradise with him. But I just want to encourage you with that in this psalm, and let's turn our hearts towards praise. Let's turn our hearts towards prayer together. And again, we're just going to try to spend 30 minutes or so praying. And we have, Carmen will do some English translation as well. So feel free to pray in Chinese and in Mandarin. And yeah, we'll just take it to the Lord. Amen.